You're too sophisticated, blinded by the lies. You thought you knew everything until you finally met the king. Have you ever wondered how life could be without the dream? Without the dream. Have you ever wondered if we plant the seed, how life could be without the dream?
Future isn't clear.
How can we have humanity before the walls start caving in? Hey, yeah. Have you ever wondered how life could be without the dream? Without the dream. Have you ever wondered if we plant the seed, how life?
Yes, to our listening audience, I thank you for being patient with me as well as Brandon. You know, Brandon has just joined us. Of course, you had an opportunity to, you know, watch a video, a Test Buys video with Luciano as well. And playing in the background is the track Without the Greed. We currently have Brandon in studio. So, Brandon, how are you?
How are you? Hello, everybody.
I'm hanging in there, you know. I'm doing the damn thing. Yes. So we started at 1 p.m., which is about 2.5 hours ago, and we have two interviewers, viewers waiting in the wings, you know, two guests as well. So we're happy that you were able, you know, to join us as well. We have so many questions. As it pertains to your music and all that great things that's going on as well. We had an opportunity to listen and watch Luciano and yourself with this track, Without the Greed, as well. But before we get into the track, would you like to introduce yourself to, you know, our general audience who may not know about Brandon Roots? What would you like to share with them in terms of your musical ability?
Yeah, I'd just like to say that, you know, we are trying our best to bring a positive vibration, and we're in the heart of the thing, you know. We're right here live coming from Firehouse, you know, where I walk the house, and it's just great to be here, and this is where, you know, the foundation, the music that we're bringing is nurtured, you know, from the heart of the place, you know.
Yes.
And it's just nice to be here, I'd like to say, and be a part of the community here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it plays a big role in, like, the energy, the soul of the music is, you know, just being a part of with the people, you know.
Yes.
And it's a movement, so we just give thanks that we're able to deliver this message and be here amongst the people. So what more could we ask for, you know? We can't look to materialize things. This is a movement. It's in our spirit, you know.
Yes. Wow. Well, some of our audience members, of course, are already sending in messages. And so they wanted to know, when did you get started in reggae music? And is reggae, reggae music is your choice of genre? Why? I don't know the why, but reggae music is your preferred genre. When did you get started within the music itself?
the thing about the genres, I feel like when you're really making like that, going into that authentic sound, it has something to do with your surrounding, you know?
Yes.
Like, what have you lived through, you know? And it's the feeling of wanting to bring a change, you know? Like having something to live for. And that's what we sing out when we sing in these songs, you know? And bring a feeling of hope, you know, to somebody that maybe is feeling down, you know? So that's what it's about is. And it was about 7 years ago from the time that I started coming to Jamaica and working at my music. So it's been developed over the years, you know? If you were to listen to me from the time when I first started coming here and realized, you know, my mission and what drew me here, you know? Because there's nothing in coincidence, but there's a reason that I'm here today working on my music off of the island, you know? And so I just like to give thanks to the movement, the people.
I had an opportunity.
We're coming with the message.
Yes. I had an opportunity to actually listen to your aged recordings as well. And actually listening to the recording that you have done with Luciano. And yes, I've seen your progression in terms of vocality and vocal ability and production wise as well. The video that we played as well, that video was filmed in what region?
Without the Greed?
Yes.
It was filmed here in Jamaica. So we were at one point in by like the downtown area with the mural paintings. We were there by the waterfront, you know, right there outside of where the restaurants and some of the places are, Gloriana's and some of the places.
Yes.
And so yeah, it was shot around Kingston.
Very nice, very nice. So for all those persons that are asking me where the video was shot, there's your response. It was shot in Kingston, Jamaica, right? So if I have someone in the comments, is this Elizabeth that's saying, wow, she didn't realize that was Jamaica. Yes, that is Jamaica, our beautiful island, you know? So yes, you've never been to Jamaica. That is Kingston, Jamaica. Go in and you can check the video out as well. Matter of fact, I'm going to jump to the video and we'll be right back with some more questions from the listening audience. Keep it locked right here.
Have you ever wondered how life would be without the greed? Without the greed.
Open up your eyes to see the world we live in. Something just ain't right. How did we let it get this way? We're in the depths of your despair.
Yeah, yes. Open up your mind. You're too sophisticated, blinded by the light. You thought you knew everything
until you finally met the king. Have you ever wondered how life could be without the dream, without the dream? Have you ever wondered if we plant the seed, how life would be without the dream?
future isn't clear.
How can we have humanity?
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you are joining us right now, we are tapped in. We are so tapped in right now with Brendan Roots, and what you're looking at, the visuals in the background, is Without the Greed video, and it is Brendan Roots and Luciano. Okay, I have another opportunity to play the video twice, and so I just would like to keep it on the screen for a little bit longer while I converse with Brendan here. Yes, you know, Luciano is actually my favorite artist, Brendan. Yes, he's my favorite artist and of all time. And it's great to see him in this video, you know, doing the legs ups and the push-ups and stuff like that as well. With his dancing. Quite interesting. So talk to me about working with Luciano on this project. What is the opportunity like for you?
Like I say, I mean, it's just a blessing to, you know, see somebody. That's why the name of the song is Without the Greed, you know? And a lot of the time, if you go into music and you are, you know, worried or you're thinking about how much you can gain, like, from money or money-wise, it's not going to bring the energy of just the music we're creating, the music for the people. And that's one thing that I will always honor about Luciano was he came in this thing with the passion. And you hear that come across in the song. And when we were able to perform the song together, he would always call me up with the utmost respect. And he would tell the people, you know, I gave this guy a shot and it's going places, you know? So for that, I give thanks that, you know?
Yeah.
That somebody, an icon on his caliber, you know, was willing to give somebody a chance, you know?
Yes.
And it not having to be about money or greed or any of that. It was just about the vibration of the music.
Yeah.
And so I think that comes across when you watch the video and stuff, you know?
Wow. Of course it is as well. You over the years you've worked with quite a few artists on the reggae front as well. Will you say Jamaica is one of your favorite places at this point to whether it is to live or, you know, just to visit and be able to vibe as well?
Yeah, and honestly, though, this is my philosophy that I always tell people that want to divide, you know, our way of thinking. And I always said I never left home.
You never left?
From the time you wake up when we all are in the same universe and we see the same sunrise and the same moon at the night. There's a connection to us all, you know?
Yeah.
And I find that a lot of uniqueness in what every country of its own has to offer, you know? Like, everywhere has something special to offer, you know? But Jamaica is somewhere that is very dear to my heart. I've been here by the time I leave here in another, like, about a month on April 3rd. I would have spent 12 months out of 14 months. I only left for 2 months. So I've been here a whole year.
Nice.
But I know that I also appreciate or it'll be nice to see some of my family and friends that I've been away from for so long, but they know that I'm on a mission, you know?
Yes. I'm going to jump to one of your other tracks. I really love this track, actually. It's a track with Gregory Isaacs, and we'll be right back to do some more reasoning and vibe out.
Okay.
You are almost every single thing to me. And without you, I just can't go on. You're like an angel to me, girl. Seems the good Lord sent you to solve my misery. And you're like starlight above. So come and give me your love. Love me in the morning, yeah. Love me in the evening too. Can make me happy. Cause now I'm feeling blue.
And there's something about the way she's moving. She got me feeling the rhythm like I've never felt before. And there's something about the way she's talking. Dancing around, having fun. I wanna know this girl. Then I start to think I don't want to get over my head. Cause she's so beautiful. Would she give a guy like me a chance? And this time around I just got to believe in myself. And when she turned around she seen a lion straight from Zion. And she said,
staying the course with us. And we are vibing with Brandon Roots, who are currently in studio right now. The track you have just listened to, of course, is with a grand other than the great Gregory Isaacs. Before, you had an opportunity to also listen to Without the Greed. That track was with Luciano. Tell me, Brandon, what's it like working with Gregory, being able to actually vibe on a track with Gregory Isaac as well? It's more of a collector's item at this point.
Yeah. Because that's a very rare opportunity that came, you know. So because Gregory Isaac recorded a lot of music with King Jam. And so, which is right about a 5-minute walk from where I live right now is King Jammy Studio.
Yes.
And so it was a very rare opportunity to be able to sing on the same song as you hear Gregory Isaac's voice. Because of all the recording that he had done in the past with King Jammy, King Jammy was able to like bring back those sessions.
Yes.
And then create some space in the song.
Great song.
It was unique to be able to add my own part onto a song that he was singing from, you know, back in the day.
Yeah. So what's next for you for this year? I know that you have released your singles recently, and along with videos as well. But can our listening audience expect additional productions for this year?
Yeah, I'm working on my album right now, and the majority of it I'm working here at Tough Song. And the next single that I'm putting out, it features SZA. It's this song called House of the Rasta Monk. And that's getting ready to drop here come in March. In about another week or two, that song is going to be out and available to people.
Wow. Nice. Looking forward as well. It appears you've been doing a lot on the island in terms of, you know, the various artists that you have thrown out at us as well. Are you doing any works with any emerging artists as well?
Yes, I actually am.
Okay.
So there's this one artist that, and I knew this artist from before I even met, like, any of the iconic people in reggae. And this was in the beginning of my journey coming to Kingston and working on music, and me and this artist, we actually have a mural painted on when you drive down Marcus Garvey Drive toward heading to Portmore there on the main road. We have a mural painted there on the side, and his name is Ivo Faya.
Okay.
And he's one of those people that I want to see. He's just my brother, you know?
Yes.
And from the time, the glory, I want to open up, be able to give him opportunity to bring his art to a higher height, you know? So that's one of the emerging artists that I know, as soon as everything's working out right, I plan on, you know, getting involved and helping to market his music too. Because he's one of those people that deserves it, and I can't really say that I want somebody to succeed, you know, as being an up-and-coming artist, more than I would love to see him succeed first, you know?
Awesome. I tell you, I enjoyed the video as well. I enjoyed Gregory Isaacs. He's also one of my favorites. And we are going to vibe out with Better Life as we get, you know, together to call it the end of our interview session here, since we have two others that are waiting in the wings. But it has been a great opportunity being able to speak with you. I'm looking forward to the release that you have, that you'll be releasing within a week with Sizzla as well, to take a listen to it. Do you have anything that you would like to, that I may have missed, that you would like to discuss before we exit as well?
Well, I'd like to say, bless up Dr. Empress Rose.
Thank you.
It's been great talking to you. Your energy feels nice.
I am nice.
Thank you for bringing me on your platform. And it's all about the movement. You know, we can't, you know, the system, you know, they've tried to divide us for too long. And you have to give somebody a chance, you know?
Yes.
Before you just decide to shut them out. Mm-hmm. And that's what Luciano gave me too, is a chance to share the art. And so it's just a movement that our mission is to unify the people. And so sometimes you just have to feel their spirit, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's the main thing I'd have to say, is to give one another a chance, you know? And if it feels right, embrace it, you know?
Actually, one more question before you go. Are you enjoying the Reggae Month celebrations on the island?
Yeah, it's midnight.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, last night we were actually, and big up to Arlene Sam for helping set this up, my manager. And last night we were actually at the Julian Marley's Grammy celebration party.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's what we were at last night, and it was a good vibe. And it was nice to go and kind of embrace somebody's accomplishment, you know?
Yes. Okay. Well, Brendan Roots, it's been a pleasure having you come through. I wish to have a longer conversation sometime in the future as well. And when you release the Sizzler, the song with yourself and Sizzler, do send it my way where I can include on one of my other shows within the rotation, on one of my radio shows. And keep on listening to, you know, the Gregory Isaacs rendition, as well as with Luciano, Without the Greed. That's a very good song, great video. We appreciate it. We appreciate you and all that you do for the culture as well. Keep on enjoying your Reggae Month celebrations, and as well on the island. It's been a pleasure. Would you like to share your social media links with our listening audience before you head out?
Yeah, you can find me at Brandon Root, BrandonRoots, with a Z. So the root is spelled with a Z. So you can find me on there.
Okay. All right. We are going to vibe out with Better Life. Anything you'd like to share with the audience about this Better Life production as we vibe out you, that track?
It was a special day when, you know, we were able to bring the kids in from the community of Tivoli Garden. Mm-hmm. We brought them right in the top song, and that's the first thing that you hear that starts the song off. The youth of Jamaica, you know?
Yes. So. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are vibing out with Brendan Roots. And the name of this track is Better Life. And shout out to Tad's Records down in Tufgong Records that's doing it on the island. It's been a pleasure, Brandon. Have yourself a blessed rest of the day.
Yeah, you
too. So just believe in the love. God will shine His light. Just believe in the love. Cause there will be a better so bright. When I woke up to live in this new life, reality stole my heart and stabbed it with a knife. We could all see a life so beautiful if them wicked creatures was never in control. I said it's hard to believe that the dark is taking a turn. And I know in the end, they will fall and burn. Cause there will be a better life when the light decides to take us home. Send an angel to guide us through this darkness. Cause I can't make it if I'm all alone. We're just looking for the better life. But it's hard when you're working and you don't got proper food to eat. We're just looking for the better life. And it's hard always on the grind with nothing up my knee.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you for lending to me your listening ear and for staying the course.